to the Elimination Season 4, would you believe it? Funny people are going head-to-head, and here's your host, Bob! I digress.
And here we are, elimination time once again. Welcome, everybody, to Elimination Season 4.
Are you doing Ronnie Corbett again?
Was that close?
Well, I can see you're sort of saying what he says, not sounding like him.
Oh, okay.
And your voice went all light, low and gravelly.
Okay.
Like if I went, you dirty old man, you think of R.H. Corbett, didn't you?
No, I thought it was Michael Caine.
Oh, not a lot of people know that.
I'm Bob, your host of Elimination, here with my dad, Dave.
Hello.
Cousin Pauline.
Hello.
And not Michael.
Oh, dear.
There is an empty chair and an empty microphone.
Oh.
I should have that tune, shouldn't I?
Really
yeah, well, we knew this was going to happen. He's working all the time and stuff. So, you know, there will be ones without him.
Hope
the better ones,
time.
I'll call them. So how you been? Where you been? What you been up to, Pauline? Because we didn't hear from you the last episode.
I was going to say, I'm back. Yeah, I've been all right. Been good. Grand National today. Oh, no, we're not. We're recording ahead.
Well, it's Grand National Day today. Yeah. It's Grand National Day today.
Yeah.
And there is a Bobby running.
And a
Freddie.
Which is nephew Freddie. Fred. And I'm Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll probably
Will you be doing a bet?
I didn't know that the Grand National was on.
I love watching the Grand National.
I know a lot of people don't like the Grand National.
It's almost like a Royal Rumble with horses, isn't it?
You know, it's much better.
Well,
See, this is really weird. I love the Grand National every year.
Are you having a bet?
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't like it if any horses get hurt. So I'm really a bit.
Yeah, but they live a bloody good life. Off race horses, they're sport rotten, aren't they?
And then
some of them do die, don't they?
Yeah, but that's part of life.
So do people.
I mean, they're better than being in some old. You go on the motorway, didn't you? You see these horses stuck in a field on their own in all weathers. I mean, that's no life, is it?
But these races, shaking their head.
They're brushed every morning. They have best vets to see to them and best food.
Huge penises.
Exercise.
I've seen videos. I enjoy it. And every year I put a bet. And every year I go to my mates and we all have a bet. And
yeah. Do you go on horseback?
One year it was on Lenore's wedding day.
Lenore.
Even in the speech, everybody's all doing bets. They all done bets and then drew out.
What, the marriage would last or not?
No! Best man drew out who won. Auntie Jane won. Really good.
Auntie Jane, yeah. Okay. And there was all.
Oh, should be listening as well, Lenore.
They was all dressed like jockeys.
It's always been a thing.
Have you ever won a bet on it?
No, I don't win anything. Tell a lie, I won £30 the other day.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, can't remember what football game that was, though. Oh. I put a bet on a football match and won £30, but I can't remember what
Burnley Everton was it? That was on live.
It might have been, actually.
I was talking to my brother-in-law. They're not married yet. I'm not married, so does it work? Can you still say brother-in-law?
Of course you are, yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, brother-in-law Carl, who is he's a Spurs fan. And he was telling me about he went to the stadium, but he went to the I can't remember what it's called, like the VIP, it's like because they obviously Tottenham Stadium is the most modern stadium in the world.
You're making a boring story
anyway,
Tottenham, even so, boring than
so
it
he
could
went
be.
So he went to see the game, Spurs, and he was in this VIP bit, and the food was free. They had like, you know, in the Carvery, you get this like food court thing, but obviously...
Like a buffet.
It's like a 5 o'clock.
A posh buffet.
Yeah.
Highfalutin.
Yeah. So so they was going back and forth, but you have to pay for drinks, except for at half time. So they were there 3 hours before kickoff, drinks, food, as much as you want. Watched the first half, went back, free drink. So I was like, well, we get our money back here. Drinking. And Carl, I've got to explain, Carl is he's a manager. So he's quite straight-laced, straight-talking, get stuff done. I don't think I've ever seen him with his sort of really relaxed and really chilled out. And he was sick on the train on the way home.
Oh, no.
I found that hilarious. And he had to be picked up from the station because he was he was all over the show, apparently. But they were drinking after the game had finished. He was there for another hour.
Is this
after
the
that.
One where he was on Facebook on the news? On the
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. On Sky that. Sports, there was a reporter
in the
outside.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big day for him then, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. He went to work the next day as well. He said, I did a lot of admin that day in the office. Shut the door. I'm busy.
It does look a fantastic stadium, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it annoys me. As an Arsenal fan, yeah, it does annoy me. But, yeah, he showed me the video. He sort of did a circular video of it, and it did look like... It looked like a up London bar kind of thing. It didn't look like a stadium.
I'm sort of going on to West Ham. I know that's not how it works, but I'm new to football, remember? I know you're meant to have a team and you live and die by that team, if they're good, bad, whatever. But West Ham, they're really growing on me.
You went to the game and it was terrible atmosphere.
It was football in a library, they were singing. No, but watch them on the telly. I like Declan Rice.
He won't be at West Ham next season.
He'll be at United.
No, but I think, are they my team? Are they my local? They're
make
more
your mind
local
up.
To me than Tottenham, aren't they?
No.
I would prefer you to be West Ham.
Not a lot in it, is there? I mean, Gillingham's your local team.
Oh, no. Dulwich is my little team.
What do you mean little team?
No, you know your little underdog team is Dulwich Hamlet, and then my main team is either Tottenham or West Ham. I ain't decided yet.
Ain't decided yet. I'm going to football. I've got 8 teams on the go. I'm not sure.
Do quite like Liverpool.
Oh god, yeah, because they win everything. So anyway, that was football chat. Elimination football chat of the week. we are here. Obviously, we've done the draw before. We know who it is. Pauline, tell them.
Rick Mayo and Liz Dawson.
Two names that you are familiar with before this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh okay,
100%.
But it's quite signpost. I do need to say before we get into this, actually, is that, again, we are decorating this room. So it's a little bit echoey. I apologise about that. But grow up, get over it. one word to describe each man.
Les Dawson. Should I get it in first?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Okay, well, for a funny person, that's pretty
that's
high.
That's pretty good.
And Rick Mayo.
Yuck.
That's annoying.
Rolls have asked at the vote, right?
No, but it's quite well noted or flag post that you're not a Rick Mayo fan.
Oh no, it's humour. If you're a 12-year-old boy, then it's perfect.
I was at one point.
Then it's perfect humour. Can you see what I mean by that?
Yeah, I totally get it. It's bum jokes, fart jokes, and
picking
even
the nose,
bottom.
Look at bottom.
But yeah,
I remember being young and my brother. He watched Bottom, and that was his favourite thing. Or the Bottom and Men Behaving Badly. But
two good shows.
Men Behaving Badly I liked.
Well, because it was not believable, but it was more in the realms of reality than...
Yeah, so over-exaggerated and the bashing on the head with a frying pan. And
Shall I tell you something about Rick Mayo?
Go on.
Yeah. Oh, he's got his bum.
Shall I tell you something?
Rick Mayo, 1958 to 2014, was an English actor, stand-up comedian and writer. He formed a close partnership with Aid Edmondson at Manchester University and was a pioneer of alternative comedy in the 1980s. Mayo starred in numerous cult classic sitcoms, including The Young Ones, Blackadder and Bottom.
He was great as Flash Hart in...
Liz Dawson, 1931 to 1993, was an English comedian, actor, writer and presenter who is best remembered for his deadpan style and jokes about his mother-in-law. He was first seen on TV on Opportunity Knocks, starred in his own show, and presented Blankety Blank for 124 episodes.
Did he?
Totally different.
Oh, yeah. Les Dawson is, to me, he's that bloke in the pub who's the old school bloke who's always got a story. He's always got something that is a joke, but it sounds like he's telling you a story.
I like it when he was in the pub with his mate. He saw his mate in the corner all tearful and upset. She goes, oh, what's up with me mate there? So he went over and he said, what's up? He goes, oh, he says, my wife's run away with my best friend. I really miss him.
Yeah. What happened to the mother-in-law joke? Why did that go?
Maybe the mother-in-laws were offended, so they can't say them anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say nothing anymore.
Mother-in-law lives matter. Yeah, that was a huge thing, wasn't it?
I was always my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
But you used to say that one all the time.
Well, that's Lee Evans, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
my mother-in-law, what a man.
what a man. Yeah. I put Frank Carson and Les Dawson in the same bracket.
But you can get them totally different.
But no, no.
He's deadpan and he's manic.
No, but of the same era, of the same
time.
Because I didn't really know their act or anything. I just sort of pigeonholed them two, which was wrong of me. Pigeonhole people is wrong. Unless they're the same, then just group them together. But after watching their acts and what they did, you're right. They are completely different. Like the whole... he does that screwing up of the face.
I don't like that. Gurning, they call that.
Yeah.
I don't like it when he does that dress up woman with that other fella who was in Coronation Street.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind that. The two old ladies.
I don't mind it.
You say Rick Mayall makes you sick. That makes me a bit.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
But with Les Dawson, when I watched one on YouTube, was it yesterday before? It was the deadpan face that makes me laugh. He was live at the Palladium and he walks on, or introduced, walks on, but deadpan, serious, and ladies and gentlemen, today on the piano I'll be doing reminiscence of Mozart, whatever, but dead serious, open to the piano, sit down, you know, everything serious. People started to chuckle and laugh, and you know when he starts playing the piano and it's all out of tune, but it's dead serious face, looking at them, what you're laughing at. I was in his Derek, I absolutely loved it.
That's his famous thing, isn't it? I think if you had a list of all of his jokes and all of his characters, I suppose, he played, that piano thing
it starts off all perfect and finally there's just that one bum nose.
Yeah. But it's the timing of it as well.
And he looks at the audience, but dead serious.
Have you ever heard him sing Feelings? Feelings?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Oh, I have to play that for you, that's quite good.
Yeah. It's my humour, totally.
I think with Rick Mayall, I was the right age. I think that's what it is with me. When he was the young ones, I wasn't really into when it was on telly. We watched it, but it was kind of it was that. What did you call it? The not new comedy, but
alternative
comedy. Him and Ben Elton, that whole ilk of people coming out and just
a lot of people called it unfunny comedy.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see it because it's. Yeah. I don't think it's past the test of time.
I'll tell you the worst person of all time.
I know what you're going to say.
Alexis Sal. He's the most unfunny man in the history of the world.
But came along at the right
time. All the young ones. Jersey,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, I know
you mean. I don't know. He used to have that little hat, didn't he?
Because
yeah.
There was God. Neil, weren't there, with the long...
Yeah, yeah. Vivian.
Oh, it was a fantastic programme when it first came out.
I remember Mum and Dad watching that all the time.
Yeah. But it started with them bursting through the... Good Life.
I dreamt this? Oh my God, I'm not saying it.
What, this podcast? No, it's actually happening.
I'm not saying it because I know I'm so wrong and you two are going to go,
go on.
Did they do something with Cliff Richard?
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Living Now.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Comic Relief, wasn't it?
Anybody know where the toilets are?
Yeah. It's the elephant I feel sorry for.
What does this button do? Yeah, we used to love that music video, didn't they? Because he's in the studio, Cliff Richard holding his headphones and really going for it. And they're in the background going, they're stupid faces now, yeah.
See, I wish I found that funny. Like, Bottom, Dad and Chris, they're being hysterics.
I find Rick Mayall hit and miss. I don't like Bottom.
Yeah.
Filthy Rich and Cat Flap was rubbish. But you had the young ones. He was great in Blackadder, even though it was only in a few episodes. He was great in The New Statesman as Alan Bastard. You never watched that, did you?
And that was, no.
That was really good.
Because as a youngster, it was political and I didn't really go near that.
Going back to really old days, he was in the Comic Strip Presents with Dawn French and all that. He was in a few episodes there.
Yeah.
But I didn't like being Kevin Turvey either. That didn't make me laugh. So he is hit and miss.
But he also...
You're a bit up and down with him then, aren't you?
But he also, did you watch Man Down? Because he played Greg Davis's dad.
Don't think so.
No. Yeah, Greg Davis, Taskmaster, his sitcom.
I don't find him funny either. Taskmaster.
I did watch a couple of episodes and he was quite funny in it. Because as an older Rick Mayall as well, he's got the big grey beard and that. It's sort of almost like a different person, but he's doing an Rick Mayall impression almost. Then he passed away and that was quite a shock at the time.
He was only 56.
Yeah.
Well, Les Dawson was only 62 when he died.
Oh, they're so young, aren't they?
Yeah. But he could come away from that manic You know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him acting. I'm sure he was in,
he was in two episodes, maybe at least two, of Jonathan Creek.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, yeah. I've seen him do straight acting.
He played the copper, who was a good copper, and he was like a rival. Him and Jonathan Creek were like rivals to find out the clues first. And he was really good in that.
Yeah, I did see. I'm sure he did used to pop up on different things, like The Bill and things that he just now and again he'd just sort
he
of pop up.
He was on Cannon and Ball show just doing a couple of sketches.
Oh, that used to make me laugh.
Cannon and Ball, yeah.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah. Rock on, Tommy. Hey, he played Lee Mack's dad in Not Going Out, yeah.
Yeah, he turned up in quite a few acting roles.
Yeah.
Who was the other? Was it Aidan?
Aidan.
Yeah, he'd done an acting.
Well, he was Vivian. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was in Jonathan Creek as well. He played the...
Not the same episode.
No, he played, actually, ones we were watching recently where the bird out of Ab Fab came into it and the bird out of Ben Behaving Badly went. But he came in, he was like a TV producer. They used to do the murder on that show. They used to put on his show, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
She was like a TV presenter. But yeah, yeah, he's nowhere in the same league as Rick Malway.
No, but he
was
he's
in
like,
EastEnders for quite a long time.
Aidan Edmondson?
Yeah, he played a cancer, person with cancer. Yeah. Well, about a year he was in it, I reckon.
Is he still married to Jennifer Saunders?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't know that.
Well, you didn't. What,
they were married.
What, you just found out.
I knew Lenny Henry, Dawn French were married.
So you just found out. I just said that.
I was this age when I found that out. Yeah.
Well, are you 62?
I didn't know Aidan Edmondson was married to Jennifer Saunders.
Yeah, they've been married since the '80s.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I went, this is totally off subject, but I went to the dump this morning.
Yeah, because you stink.
I didn't have a shower because, I went to the dump. Why would I have I was going to have a wash and a bacon sandwich later. I don't eat in the shower. I went to the dump and, I wrote a sitcom called The Dump and they literally don't do anything there, do they? The staff at a dump. I've got all the time in the world.
And it's confusing. It's confusing. Oh, first of all, you've got to reverse in.
Yeah,
the
which you don't do.
The scariest place for me because the reversing in, if there's
reversing, what do you have to...
No, the sign says reverse into the space.
You have to now. So panic attack. Hope no one's behind me.
But, excuse me, mate, where do I put this panic attack?
I might have to ask the man to do it for me.
You've heard this before, haven't we, where women find it hard to reverse?
I don't know.
Wifey had terrible, she still does. They don't know what way to turn the wheel.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
But to be fair with Wifey, she can't...
going left and right.
To be fair with Wifey, she can't walk backwards. But I was at the dump. The guy was just chatting to his mate.
This one there, that bit of rubbish there, that bit of rubbish over
literally
there.
Literally, don't move. Yeah, there, mate. Yeah, over there. Yeah. And I did accidentally put a big cardboard box in the wood bit. And I've realised as soon as I let go of it, it went in, I thought, and I looked at him, and he was chatting away to his mate. I thought, forget it. Yeah. Forget it.
So I didn't say get in there and get it, would you?
Well, there was that story in the paper recently. Well, not the paper. I don't read the paper. But there was
you don't read the paper. How did you read this in the paper?
No, I didn't read it. I read it on a Facebook.
You're making no sense, lad.
It's the story of my life. There was a
recital. Isn't it great getting a word in edgewise?
I know.
It's really weird being able to
full conversations. It's amazing. Who knew, right? So the recycle centre, like a big one, they weren't following any health and safety rules. Literally, every health and safety thing that they put in place, they weren't following them. Literally, people were chucking stuff in the bins, and you know it's like the inside of a garbage truck, I want to say? You know the back of it where it squashes it all up, Yeah. It's like that. So you don't get in it, and they're in it, kicking it down, and a bloke died. And then they came in, looked at the CCTV, and were like, you're not doing anything safely.
I hope you were in the recycle.
Yeah, he was in the one noted carcasses?
Corpses or carcasses?
Corks, that's it. Oh, that joke would have worked as well.
When you was a kid, didn't you define going to the dump or the tip as we called it?
When you was a kid.
All right, well, yeah. Weren't that the most exciting thing?
Oh, that's a joke at me, isn't it? Yeah.
Weren't that exciting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. It was nearly up there with B&Q. His dad was going to the tip. I'm not joking, I'm serious. His dad was going to the tip.
Let me go.
Oh, I'm going to the tip, What is the excitement?
I'm grabbing all my brother's stuff to chuck in.
Boring life then, Will.
Oh, I love going to the tip.
Can I wear my high vis? Please.
When we were kids, it was you just literally lobbed it all in the same.
You got to throw something. Yeah, if you got to throw something glass into it, that was great. Yeah.
Love going to the tip.
Yeah. See, when I wrote the sitcom, I thought about calling it the tip. But then it sounds like in America, you're tipping, like giving money.
Oh, right, yeah. So yeah, I never called it the dump, ever.
We do call tipping here as well.
Yeah, no, but we get it here. We would get it. We would understand it a bit more. Oh, okay. Yeah. And plus, I like the dump. You know, yeah. I like a dump. That sounds funny. So the word dump is funny, isn't it?
Well, I've never thought of it as a funny word. Dump. What's your worst word? I've got... Oh, no.
Let's go to best word. Have you got a best word?
Oh,
go to the WC.
My worst word in the world.
Do you know what WC stands for?
Toilet, isn't it?
Toilet.
What does it actually mean, though?
Wash. No idea.
Chair.
Water closet.
He could have just made that up and me and you were like, oh.
Yeah, that's true. That's our standard, isn't it?
think of me saying
I like the word bonanza.
That's a good
bonanza
word.
Is my favourite word because you can put it with anything and it makes it great.
I've never had a favourite.
What's a food you don't like?
Bananas.
Banana bonanza. Banana bonanza. Hello, I'm there. Yeah.
I do like a banana sandwich with cheese and onion crisps.
What?
That's the best. Oh my god. A mouthful of banana sandwich and a crisp in at the same time is the best thing in the world. Try it.
I want to.
But
the
banana's got to be cut really thin.
Oh.
But I can't eat a banana. How do we get on the subject?
She's so bizarre, isn't she? I can't go to B&Q.
My worst word in the world is ghouli.
But a ghouli bonanza? Now you're talking.
Ghouli sandwich with cheese and onion crisps.
You should try that. Give it a try, Dave. I reckon you'd
a ghouli sandwich?
No, banana!
Oh.
This ain't the 70s.
No, with cheese and onion crisps.
No, I don't really do crisps.
I love a chip that's been overcooked and it's so crispy.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And that's why I like my roast potatoes.
You go from going to the toilet to eating bananas and crisps.
Well, it's all part of the same chain, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Have you got a favourite word, Dave?
What?
Well, that's a good word. What's a good word?
One bloke used to go say, I'm just going to drop the kids off at the pool.
No, I'm asking for your favourite word.
Favourite word of all
time. Oh, sorry, I thought you
meant... No, I quite like logistics.
That's a great word.
Yeah. No, what's it? Yeah, logistical. I remember you saying that.
Logistical, yeah.
A logistical bonanza.
Yeah, logistics is a great word.
And, of course, your other favourite is the...
What's that?
People from a certain country.
Oh, Ecuadorians or Ivorians.
That's good, isn't it? That's good. I wish I was one of them,
too. Yeah, me too.
That'd be cool.
It's a long way to go just to see an Ecuadorian. Well, there's probably hundreds up in London, isn't there?
Yeah, just walk around with a sign.
Yeah.
They'll come out of the woodwork. Free hugs for Ecuadorians. They'll be straight up.
Yeah.
They love a hug. To the Ecuadorian
word that is Ecuadorian.
It's good, isn't it? It's good. You can use it in a sentence. Go.
I can't think.
Don't
you hate though when you get home and you think, I wish I'd said that.
No, because I say everything.
Oh.
My brain thinks it and I say
mine
it.
Don't think.
No, I know.
Till 10 minutes later.
We're fully aware. We're fully aware of all of that. She's at home watching, what's that, The Masked Singer. Oh, I should have said this.
I can't think on the spot, but I can think.
Do you listen to this back?
I have listened to loads of them, yeah.
So when you listen...
Sometimes I'm listening, I'm like, who is she? That's just awful. And when I hear Dave say questions, I think, well, it's obvious what the answer is. Why am I not getting
Yeah, but it's the pressure,
there?
It's the lights,
it's the
cameras.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
It's after me telling you the answer that you find it obvious.
It's anxiety of podcasting, I reckon. Oh, please, no, I'm not
probably the worst sentence spoken about a podcaster, no, by a podcaster.
I'm not anxious doing a podcast, but when you fire something at me and I'm on the spot, I get
sometimes when I listen to them, but I listen to them when I go for a walk or go on a car journey, and someone says something and something comes into my head, why didn't I say that at the time?
Yeah.
But a lot of the times that happens to me, and then don't. I do say it. Oh, yeah, I did say
and
that.
And everyone thinks, oh, Bob, grow up. About?
When are they going to get a new host? Jesus.
Oh.
When you go on holiday.
That will happen, yeah. You're the only one, Dave, who has been in every episode of Elimination.
Yeah, but that's a public thing, Bob, isn't it?
Football, public outcry.
Public demand.
When he was on holiday and it was meant to be me, you and Mike, but Mike didn't turn up.
Well, I'm going to Corfu for 2 weeks in July, so.
Oh, so there's going to be the possibility
there.
Yeah,
unless we can get a few in the park.
Oh, that means I'll have to police Michael and Paul.
And when we're all the way together, we'll have to do a few beforehand because we can't.
Well, we'll have to take you with us. We're going to do Elimination on the Road.
Did Emily do one once? I know
she was here, yeah.
I know Fred does
niece,
a couple.
Niece Emily, yeah.
Did it.
Yeah, she wanted to be part of it. Now we kids really want to do something, you're like, in your head, you're thinking, that'd be nice, but you'll be rubbish because you're a kid.
Oh, no.
No, but they're just too young. You know what I mean? Like, oh, what do you think of this? I don't know.
That's
do you know what I mean?
So I reckon 8 people have done Elimination.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Well, it's us 3, wifey.
Mike.
Kate.
Emily.
And Fred.
Oh. Yeah.
Who are you thinking of? Someone else has just popped in
your mind. Yeah, someone will remain nameless.
Who?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you must know. You've been here all the time.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Is it the early ones?
No, it's the one, the different one.
Oh, right. No, yeah. But that don't count.
No,
he's talking about the video one. The one we filmed. There was somebody else there, wasn't it? Yeah, but that wasn't, that's not this.
I reckon 8. I can't think of anyone else who's been involved.
No, that's a good squad to call on. And the shocker of it all was Fred was great.
Oh, he was so good, wasn't he?
Yeah. So good. Should we have a... Have you got a little quizzy?
I've got a little one. It'll be a very quick one.
Okay. I get a chance to pull ahead because Michael's not here and I'm against the numpty. But here is the tune. Enjoy.
The quiz.
We won't be laughing at that in 5 minutes.
No, it would be like, oh, God, change that tune. Jesus. right, here we go. You've got a chance, Pauline, to...
I've given up trying.
Right, it's one of your favourites. It's Guess the Year.
Oh, God. It's numbers. I'm terrible with numbers. Number 1, I didn't go to school. And number 3, I'm just terrible with numbers.
You idiot.
Yeah, see what I did there, Pauline? I missed out 2.
Maybe
to show
if I
that
didn't
I'm,
get it, though.
Yeah, that would have... Yeah.
You really still, wasted on me.
I'd have still... Most of my jokes are wasted on you.
Right, I'm going to give you... An event in history.
Oh, no.
You're going to write down the year because I don't want you saying just 1 year different.
Numbers and history. Chuck in some geography and you've got my kryptonite. Jeez.
And cars.
And cars.
The whole quiz world's your
oyster.
We do admit it though, don't we?
I mean, I'm quite aware that I'm not brilliant.
First one, number 1.
Are we starting now?
We've got 9, okay? So we'll be 5-4 at least because you can't get it wrong because someone must be closer.
Right, yeah. Okay.
If you get it bang on, 2 points, I reckon.
That's not going to happen.
Right, number 1, Yuri Gagarin becomes the first man in space, first man to orbit the Earth. What year?
Oh, I don't know, but I've written it down.
I don't know why I turned that on because we don't need them, do we?
Well, no.
Right, Bob, what year you got?
1958.
Pauline.
1902.
Oh, so you'd have the car then. And the
there. Never know.
What's up there in a balloon?
I thought mine was bad.
1961.
Oh, that's not bad.
Late.
58.
You don't get 2 points.
Though. No, it's close though.
I'm crossing that year out.
02. We went to the moon before we invented the car.
Oh, God.
So I'll be listening back shouting at myself.
Number 2. Tony Blair becomes UK Prime Minister.
Oh.
For the first time, so I think he won a couple of elections. Things can only get better.
They haven't, though, have they?
Did for a while.
1993.
96. 2-0.
What was it?
1997.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh.
He's getting closer.
Oh, well, I was closer that time. That was proper.
Yeah, that was...
A little help here. This one, are you? Because I'm going to tell you, this one's before that one, all right?
Okay.
So it's pre-1997.
Yeah.
Christopher Columbus discovers America. What year was that? That's a famous year. Come on.
Is it?
I got close.
Yeah, I haven't got a clue either. Was it 1996?
Oh, no, you're all going to take the piss out of me so
I'm bad. So worried about what I'm going to write in this bit of paper.
Please don't. I really don't know.
I've gone for it. I've got mine's down. My number's
down.
Pauline,
I don't want to say it.
What is it? Come on, you might be smack on.
1800.
Oh, God, I don't want to say mine. 1862.
1862? That was the American Civil War.
Oh, when is it?
Oh, I should have said that.
Civil
War.
1492.
Bloody hell, was it? Oh, I'll get a point, though, didn't I? I was closest.
Do you know what the boat was called?
No.
Santa Maria.
Was that before or after they went to the moon?
Number four. Now, today is Grand National Day, but what year was the first ever Grand National? We've had this question before.
Oh, have we?
I don't
know. Remember? Oh, who won that one?
Me, I was closest.
Was you?
I was
about 300 years.
By about 12 planets.
Grand National.
I even told you the winner. The winner's called Lottery, which is quite strange.
I mean, I don't know. So I've guessed. Mine is down. I've written a number. Have you written yours?
Yeah.
Let's have it, Bob.
1941. Don't tell me they hadn't invented horses.
They didn't even have that. Was during the war.
Yeah, they had horses in the war.
I bet they didn't run the Grand National in the war because all sport was...
No, there's
I don't want to say
no, there's that famous story of the English and Germans doing the Grand National in No Man's Land at Christmas.
Yeah, right.
Have you seen the John Lewis advert?
I'm not saying it.
Yeah, that was 1968. 1968.
Whoa, whoa, she wrote it down. She said a different number. She said a different number. Prove it.
1900.
What did you put?
1941.
It's 1839. Pauline has equalised. Oh, that was a point of shame. That was.
She was at me about it.
So you'll take it.
I don't care if it's shame. I'm happy.
Number five, the Declaration of American Independence.
Oh, we should so know this.
Why? I'm not American. I know. I'll tell you who will know this.
Jane, help!
Jane.
Yeah, but they become independent when they beat us in the war.
We
took over.
Right, okay.
You're going to say Second World War.
There we go.
Oh, for God's sake.
1862.
Have you?
Yeah, me too.
Go again, because you got the same one. And they're both wrong, so something else.
Oh. Okay. 1860.
Pauline gets the point. It's 1776.
We both wrote down the Civil War. Didn't we?
Yeah. Make a note of that.
Right. Number six. The first Football League match took place in what year?
Football League.
This is the first time the first division or the Football League was played in a league. So the first league match took place in
Wimbledon.
No, I don't.
Like, is it a thing that's been going forever?
It definitely had a first one, surely. I mean, I don't know.
Shall I tell you who won the league that year?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Preston North End.
Who was their highest goal scorer?
Couldn't tell you that.
Ah, oh, let me down there, Dave.
Right, I've got so.
Okay, Bob.
Oh, 1932.
Oh, well, I'm well out. 1892.
1888.
What?
It's 4-2, Bob.
What?
I was so close.
Numbers.
What year?
History.
Was Adolf Hitler born?
Oh, they have that holiday. They have that national holiday.
We can work it out.
No, we can't. No, they have that. They have that.
Now, World War II was 1974.
Was it? Was it? No, they have that national holiday, didn't they, in Germany?
We're not meant to discuss.
When was he born?
I reckon.
Was there any adults born after him? That's what I want to know.
If you'd seen him as a baby,
how old was he when he died? Yes.
No, I'd probably be his mate.
Unless they kill someone in my family, then I could.
Well, baby, yeah, but supposing you saw Adolf Hitler as a 3-month-old baby and you knew what he was going to do, could you have killed him?
Oh, God. I don't think I could.
No, because I always think that if it weren't him, it'd be somebody else. Because as a baby, he's not that person, is he?
Well, he is.
Yeah, but he's
and
not.
He's going to become what he become.
Yeah, but you could. That's like saying.
We'd have to, because all them people that he killed had killed. We would prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
Could you do it, Dave? That's a hard one, isn't it?
I'd have to do it in a way that I didn't have to. I couldn't strangle him. I'd have to throw him over a cliff or something.
Is he?
That's all right, then.
Is he wearing the uniform?
That make it easier.
That would make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got the swastika as face paint. That would help.
That'd do it.
That would help. Yeah.
Oh, I'll punch him to death. Little shit.
Yeah, but it was him and it came from him, obviously. But what about the because he had his sort of minions, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he must.
I don't mean like Disney minions.
Yeah,
have had his second in command. Would it have happened without him? Don't know.
There's always the next one to take over.
It's not like you kill Jack the Ripper as a baby. There won't be another Jack the Ripper. But
it
was a whole political thing.
Yeah
that's why they say not meaning to bring up the war that's going on now. But if Putin, so it happened to him, the next one comes along.
Yeah, because they believe in it so much. They're forcing it as well. He's just a figurehead. That's what I mean. Yeah, Jack the Ripper, those women wouldn't have died. But
there was a chance it might have made a difference.
Yeah, possibly. Maybe the winds have changed.
I don't think I'd have it in me to be able to actually look someone in the eye, unless obviously they'd ever done anything to my family. And then
that was one of my stand-up jokes. Was I've been watching a lot of murder programs lately, and could you imagine? It's like Imagine but better. Could you imagine strangling somebody until they took their last breath? And then I thought, of course I could, because I've got a brother, haven't I?
Right,
hold on. Where is
he
now?
What was the question?
What year was that old Hitler born?
Oh, right, okay,
I think I'm so out.
Yeah, me too.
Have all it, let's have it.
1898.
1861.
It's 5-2.
What?
Because it's
1889. Oh, I'm not happy with this.
Right, Heartbreak Hotel. Top of the Billboard Top 100 is Elvis's first US number one.
I've written it down. I'm ready. I'm going.
Yeah, he's confident.
I am confident.
Oh, you know this.
Yeah.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell.
What's the whole thing then? Yeah, I was going to join in, but I forgot.
Come on.
What's the question again? When did Heartbreak
Hotel?
I'm thinking, when was Elvis born?
Tops the US Billboard Top 100, his first number one in the States.
When did Adolf Hitler have his first number one?
All right, I've put one.
Right, Bob.
1972.
Oh,
that's
I'm
the
out.
Most stupid answer I've ever heard in my life.
Why? Why?
He died in 77.
Did he? Well, he only had a short career, didn't he?
Well, he did. He's only 42 when he died.
That's
right. Anyway,
go on.
1954.
1956.
I'm so good at this.
This is not my game. This is...
1972. The Beatles have broke up by then, Bob.
Oh, stop banging on about the Beatles.
We
get
it. We've done the 70s.
Right.
I don't know.
Number 9. The American Civil War breaks out.
Oh, Jesus. I screwed it up.
1862.
Hold on.
You can't have the same answer as me.
I'm going to put...
You don't have to write there, you can just say it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm writing down specific.
Oh, good.
February 1862.
No, that does say
you
that.
You both got the same. You're both, wrong.
Yeah, but I've.
Oh. So both go again.
No, but I've put. Oh, we're both wrong.
Yeah.
You told us Civil War.
Oh, he's led us down the garden path here.
No, I didn't.
He's opened a trapdoor.
You're right. I didn't say 1862 for anything.
You did. Because we both wrote it down. Your joke earlier on.
Well, no, I'll tell you afterwards. You would understand.
Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, there we go.
Do it. You go first.
1860.
Balloon.
Did you write the same?
No, I haven't wrote anything, but I can say it, can't I?
She's using my answer.
1858.
It's 1861.
Hey.
Oh, we were close with the 62.
I got a point.
It was the war was going on. You said 1862, and I said the American Civil War was on, which it was, but it started in 1861.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Right, Pauline 6, Bob 3.
Oh, yes.
That was not a good quiz.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be different this season.
Things are going to change around here.
Carry on.
I'm going to get smart. Carry on.
I'm going to use my brain. So, yeah, we had this discussion before, but the listeners wouldn't have heard it.
I just want to make sure Dave puts my point down on the main scoreboard.
He's doing it right now.
Because he forgot all of them last time. That's how I lost.
Cool, Drop Dead Fred, the film.
Oh, no.
Right, so...
Lenore loves this film. She absolutely loves this film from kid. And I watched it because she said how much she loved it. This is a long time ago.
Well, yeah, but when? Because if you watched it when it came out.
I watched it about 9 years ago. So it's still quite recent compared to when the
film... but it's not the 80s, is it? It's
no, I didn't watch it in the 80s, when, but I watched it.
Or 90s, like, whatever it is.
A few years ago when she was saying about it, but...
See, when that film came out...
I wasn't keen on that film.
No. Yeah, when that film came out, I felt like it was supposed to be a sort of a stepping stone for Rick Mail sort of going to Hollywood.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was.
Do you reckon it was?
Yeah, but it didn't quite work out, did it?
Yeah, but why? Because it wasn't a bad film. A lot of people know about it. It's not like it's known for being rubbish.
It was years ago.
I found it funny. Like when
it's not funny.
No, but when we watched it as
but
kids.
But at that time, Bob, how many comedy stars was there in America? The competition was pretty fierce.
Yeah, but in America, but that's what I mean. If you get a British one who comes along and he's doing like what Robin Williams does and things like that, who wacky and... I don't know. I don't know why it didn't work.
Perhaps if I'd watched it as a kid.
Yeah, see, it's a different story. It. Yeah.
Was there like British ones already out there? Ryan Atkinson was
Monty Python was pretty big, I suppose.
Dudley Moore had a lot of success over there. He's English.
Yeah, but he's not wacky, is he? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Arthur and what's the Christmas one he done? Santa Claus?
Santa Claus the movie?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he was quite successful.
Yeah, maybe it just didn't. Maybe it just wasn't him.
Maybe they just didn't need it, or maybe the offers weren't good enough. I mean, he didn't take them on because they weren't great. But then again, it's big money; they'll take anything on, won't they?
Yeah, that I tell you what is. I mean, I'm not. I do like Ring Mao, I do, but the film that he did with Aid Edmondson, it's supposed to be a bottom thing, I think. I forget what it's called, but it was about a hotel or something.
I just think it's lazy humour, that. Just say the F word a couple of times every sentence and it's supposed to be funny, and it ain't.
Yeah. A Grand Hotel Paradiso? Hotel Paradiso? Something like that.
Yeah.
But it was terrible. God, it was awful.
I've got no idea. You're giving absolutely nothing away of what way you're going to go with this.
The thing about Rick Mail, he's a lot more versatile. He's got more strings to his bow than Les Dawson has.
I don't think he's aged well, though, Rick Mail.
Well, I don't know. I think...
Because you showed us a clip and I just thought, I would have found that really funny as a kid.
That's what I'm saying. If you're 12-year-old boy, it's hilarious.
Yeah. I
still think The New Statesman would be funny if you watched it now. Because that was more... adult humour, wouldn't it? I don't mean adult in sort of sex and all that, but it's more, it's not stupid comedy, it's sort of like...
But if you watched...
Clever, yeah.
If you watched Norman... Should I say this? Just think... No, I don't matter.
No, because they
can also... If you watched Norman Wisdom now, would you laugh as much as you did?
I don't know, I'm going to give it a go.
Well, we'll have to, yeah. That's part of the research. But yeah, that is... I think that's going to be a big aspect for me, that if somebody I found hilariously funny when I was a kid... hasn't really aged well.
But that's not just comedy. We watched Flight of the Navigator recently.
Oh, I do love that film. I have watched it.
It just hasn't aged well. I mean, I remember getting that out on video for you kids, and it was a really good film, but what was it recently?
I'm surprised they haven't remade that, because it's got a big sort of cult following.
Yeah.
So it's got that sort of film that never dies. They're remaking The Crow that wasn't in our 90s list. They're remaking The Crow, which
that's a terrible film. I watched that film. It's crap.
Is that gasoline I smell? Oh, it's a great film. I like it. It's not great.
Based on Sting? Or did Sting base himself?
No, Sting based him on it. Yeah. Well, because they're all wrestling. RWF, check it out on Facebook. Yeah. Which has gone up 100 followers since
I've been very impressed, actually.
Yeah, since I put up a picture.
Did you see all these dolls in the cases?
No, they're not dolls, though. They're action figures, yeah?
I was impressed. I even wrote a little thing underneath.
Yeah, you did. I know. You put...
What did you put?
Go on.
What did I put? Oh, I know I always joke about your... I didn't say dolls.
You shouldn't say that.
Figures, but actually it's very impressive, didn't it? Yeah. Something like that. Well done. Something like that.
Four glass cabinets.
It does look really, like really good. Knowing exactly how many glass cabinets, exactly how many dolls...
408.
Yeah, but it'll be impressive if it's full of thimbles, wouldn't it? I mean, or anything. You know what I mean?
It's, no, not...
Actually, it's a collection of...
If Dave had all his pencils in all cabinets in nice things, I would go, oh, Dave, actually...
Now, I don't think we've ever mentioned that before, that they've...
No, we have. We have once. Oh, have we? Brushed over it. We didn't really talk about it, but we brushed over it.
We penciled it in.
Hey! But it's true, if you did have them out, I probably would think, oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, but he's not made it. He's not made those pencils.
You ain't made yours.
I've made them figures.
Three of them.
What?
Is that what you've made?
No.
Most
of them are bought from the shop.
No, they're not. There's probably...
I'm deleting my message.
There's about 10 figures that are made by Mattel or Hasbro or whatever.
I thought more or less all of them are made by you. Yeah. Not every single one, yeah, obviously.
They're not. He doesn't know. Even you walked in that room, Dave, and went, well, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you, son.
Is that what you said?
maybe I just wished that was what you said.
No, it was three words. They'd be giving YSB.
Oh, God. I love you, son.
Let's do a question.
Hello. What time is it? What time is it?
Oh, it's question time.
Oh, does it need a tune?
Yeah, it does.
Does it need a tune, like a proper tune? What's going on here?
Oh, bloody hell.
It's a post-it, love. Calm down.
Oh. Who are the best-looking actor and actress of all time?
I mean, I've got a man crush on a couple of people.
Well, actress straight away, I know mine isn't.
Is it Julia Roberts?
No, Cameron Diaz. I think she's gorgeous.
Oh, in The Mask. She made me feel like a man when she walked in.
In The Holiday, all of it. Oh, no. She's so pretty. She's so attractive.
I've got a little bit of a man crush on two people. One is Jake Gyllenhaal, who I just think is the man.
And they're good actors. It's not the same thing.
Not asking who's a good actor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I was to swing that way, he would be... I love watching him. I think he's a good-looking guy.
Brad Pitt's my man.
Brad Pitt's my man.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, Cameron Diaz.
The other one is Mark Wahlberg.
I've seen him when he was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Isn't that yogurt? females. I mean, the 90s classic is Jennifer Aniston when she was in Friends, but she looks weird now. She does look a bit
just
weird.
Just a bit distorted, yeah. Doesn't she? But you can't work out what it is.
It's like somebody's cut pieces out of a magazine and put them together and said, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Yeah, it is, but it's not.
She's still lovely looking, though.
Nah. No, I don't know. What woman? I don't know.
That's really unusual that you can fire off your man just like that.
Yeah. Do you know how I can do that? Because me and Vicky always jokes that I'm quite effeminate. I'm quite in touch with my feelings and stuff.
You are.
She always makes a joke about, and I'll play up to it because I'll say, when Jake Gyllenhaal comes on the telly, I'll be like, he's on the telly, Vic, come and have a look. He's on the telly. I'll play up to it. So it's straight away, Jake Gyllenhaal pops into my head.
Plus, if you ever come out, none of us would be surprised.
No. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I wouldn't be surprised. If I came home with Jake Gyllenhaal, you'd be surprised.
I'd be
like, step away, bitch. I don't know women.
How can you not have one? I don't get it. Julia Roberts.
No, not Julia.
In her younger days.
Jamie Lee Curtis is always...
Demi Moore.
See, Michael mentioned that last time.
She's gorgeous.
Well, in the early days.
Yeah, she's stunning.
But she's nowhere near as good looking as a young Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor, she was fantastic looking.
I used to like Samantha Janis when she was in Game On.
I remember her, she was in Game On.
Yeah. Jesus. God. Probably the only reason I bought Game On VHS. So you could pause it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's a scene where where she says to Matt, the character, "I can see your nipples, Matt." And he gets all conscious about it. He's got like a white tight t-shirt and he goes, no. And she comes over and she tweaks it. She tweaks one of his nipples. "Oh yeah, fascist cow. What about if I came over to you and I tweaked your nipples?" And she goes, "Oh, I quite like it actually." And she pokes her nipples out and he gets all sweaty and that. And he goes, she goes, "Go on." And he goes, and he gets really close. And he goes, "Why would I want to tweak your filthy nipples?"
And you remembered that?
That scene. Yeah.
So is that your woman then?
If you could pick a person from an era or a stage of, but I don't know now. I like, but she looks different every time I see her, is Angelina Jolie. She looks completely different and, every time
Is it Mr. and Mrs. Jones? Smith.
Miss Smith, yeah.
I like that film.
Smith and Jones.
She looks really good in that.
Yeah, but she's... And then you look at her in Gone in 60 Seconds and she's got, like, dreadlocks. She looks completely different. And then Maleficent, obviously, and then Changeling was good as well.
I watched a film with hers where her son gets a...
Changeling.
Oh, is that that?
Yeah.
Good film.
Oh, really good film. I watched that a few times. She works on the phone lines, the old school phone lines.
Well, my mum used to do that when she was young,
Oh,
Dave, what's yours?
Yeah, go on, Dave. Who's your...
I think young Elizabeth Taylor, 1950s Doris Day. Helen Mirren, I like. Always liked her.
She was very sexual, wasn't she? I had no
idea.
But
she still is now.
Yeah.
I think she is.
There's a famous interview on Graham Norton with her and Russell Brand. And Russell Brand's a bit sort of flirty with her. And he's like, he says, "I want you to take me home and wash me." She's laughing at that. She's
so up for a good time.
Yeah, I had no idea that she was kind of had that. Because to me, she's Dame Helen Mirren. She's that older lady. Yeah. I've never really seen her interviewed or anything like that. But then I saw that interview. And then you Google young Helen Mirren and it's all boobs out. And
but she looks amazing now still, I think.
There's a really good interview with Michael Parkinson with her. You've seen that.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he get a bit weird?
He introduces her and he says something about, there's two really good reasons why she's sort of doing so well sort of thing. That sort of thing. And she sat down. And she
said, because of her eyes.
Yeah. And she said, "What do you mean by that?" And she really, she had him cringing. She was really good. I like her as a person and as an actress. And I think she's really good looking as well. I still think she's good looking now.
She looks lovely.
Maybe I should contact her agency.
I don't think the modern actors are as suave and as good looking as the old 40s
like
actor.
Richard Gere in Yanks.
No, I don't mean that. They're the ones that ain't as good looking as the older ones. I'll throw your Cary Grants and your Gregory Pecks.
Oh, you're going
Pecks.
Way back.
Yeah. What about sort of like James Dean, Marilyn Monroe?
Never rated James Dean. I thought overrated
actor. But looking.
Rock Hudson, he was a good looking fella.
What about, I always thought River Phoenix would be, he'd sort of be the Leonardo DiCaprio kind of.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah, floppy hair and that. Harrison Ford?
Yeah, he's
a boy. Harrison Ford, he's a bit of a bore. When they interview him, ain't Kevin Costner's the same? Made some great films, but when you see him interviewed, they're a bit boring. Yeah.
Have you seen the interview with, who's the guy from La La Land?
Ryan Reynolds.
No, not Ryan.
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, Him, Harrison Ford, and Alison Hammond from.
The
funniest interview.
She's hilarious.
She gets on my nerves sometimes, is just so funny. She was in Big Brother.
What's her name?
Alison Hammond.
Oh, okay.
She's a big black woman. She's funny.
She's fantastic. I love her.
You know where they do the weather in the is it BBC when the, or ITV when they're on the thing on the river, she accidentally pushed that bloke
on the map. You know what this morning they used to do actually on the map.
She accidentally tripped and pushed somebody in. But she's sitting there with Ryan Gosling and it's so funny. It's they start drinking like whiskey and stuff, and it just goes completely off, and they're both laughing their heads off, and she's just cracking
up. Have you seen her interview with Michael Bublé?
No.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is hilarious.
She doesn't really sort of interview, does she?
She just sort of like chats and bucks about with her, but watch that. That's really funny.
She was doing this one thing where you win a competition, you win a house or something, a home of some kind, and she's got the camera on her and she's walking through this house and she's like, you can win this, you can win this, and because she's quite a big lady, she walked through this door and she got stuck in the door frame. She was like, I'm literally stuck in the door frame, I can't.
It was a caravan to win a caravan.
She could get through the door
live on telly.
But yeah, Ryan Gosling thing is. What about Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, he's an alright. Yeah. What about Michael Douglas when he was young, like the Romance in the Stone and all them? And who's that woman that's with her?
Catherine
Turner.
She was quite a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, this is one where I'll think of someone afterwards.
Yeah. It is. Well, maybe we can pick it up next time. On the next episode of Elimination Season 4.
Yeah, Mike would have had a list, wouldn't he, of who he likes, probably.
No, there is no list. It's just open gate. That's it.
Anyone will do.
Yeah, that will do. I would have been interested in Michael's man, though. That would have been interesting.
Yeah. Ask him next time, if we remember.
Yeah, we won't remember. So, thank you for that question. Whose question was it? Do we know?
Mine.
Oh.
Well, they're always interesting.
Well, yeah. What was your thoughts on Marilyn Monroe, Dave?
She was lovely. Especially, I think she looked best just before she died when she was going to make a film with Dean Martin, and it was only half done when she died. But there's a film of it, and there's a bit I remember where she's walking around the side of a swimming pool in her like 50s dress, and she looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, she was good in. She looked great in Some Like It Hot as well.
But the thing is with Marilyn Monroe, I don't think she would have aged as well as some because she would have had to continue to be Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
She became a caricature of Marilyn Monroe, Have you seen the video of Madonna?
Oh, it's weird.
Jesus Christ.
She looks...
Wowzers!
She really does look
distorted. We said to,
she looks distorted.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
She's like Madonna through frosted glass.
Yeah,
like,
her face just doesn't really look bizarre. Like,
I mean, we saw Eurovision. We were like, "What the hell
she
is
was
this?"
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it was shocking. But I think she needs to be. I mean, I think she's too far gone now. But she needs somebody to sit down with her and go, "Just stop it now.
Yeah.
Just stop it." I did think of Pamela Anderson, red bikini. Pamela Anderson, peak Baywatch,
That's your...
Yeah, up there. Diary. I got lost in my thoughts there.
Oh, God.
Right, this is the morning after me night home in the taxi. It cost me half a week's wages.
I'm skint.
Get up at around 11 o'clock a.m. Go to the Greendale, which is a pub that is no longer there, with Steve at lunchtime. On a Thursday, that's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, but you've got the week off, haven't you?
I know. What's Steve doing there at lunchtime?
He's a massive alcoholic.
Then go to the garage to pick up dirty overalls. Meet Jackie at Lewisham at 8:30 p.m. Get there late because of buses. Go to the Fox, have a drink. John and Chris give Jackie and me a lift home. Really appreciate it. Go up Jackie's for coffee. Get home about 12:50 a.m. 10 to 1.
You'd slept in, didn't you? So I was going to say it's a long day.
It's a week off,
Why was she getting dirty overalls?
No, you had to... I forgot to hand... We had to hand their dirty overalls in by Friday. Then the van would come in, pick up your dirty ones and bring your clean ones. And you had three sets of overalls, so they sort of went round. And I forgot to do that. Otherwise, a week's time, I wouldn't have any clean overalls.
You didn't have to wash them yourself?
No, it ruined everything. They were grease and oil all over them. It ruined all. You can't put them in with other clothes. And Even using the same washing machine. I mean,
oh, I did that once, yeah. That I used when I first got my car, my orange car that I had. I used WD-40 to get somebody's sticker. They had a sticker on the back. Took the sticker off, and I was using WD-40 to get the sticky stuff off. And I put the cloth in the washing machine with everything else.
Oh.
Stunk a WD-40 for about... Well, I think I had to throw stuff away.
Still does.
Yeah. Oh, here comes WD Bob. Here he is. I can't, when he says overalls, I just imagine Uptown Girl. She's been living in her uptown world.
It weren't as clean as his, Gary.
I bet. There weren't no women like that around there, I can tell you that. Well, thank you, Dave. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week off, and we shall find out next time.
Hmm.
Let's start with you, Pauline, because I think it's well signposted.
Oh, no, wait, yeah, 100% Les Dawson and his funny piano. And his dry jokes.
Well, it's not a funny piano,
and his
is it?
Dry face when he's doing things funny in the way
it must. I mean, I know that's funny to see the straight face of it, but it must be hard to keep that straight face.
Because everyone's in hysterics. Yeah,
the whole
room is,
yeah.
He's playing the piano tune in his bit. He just looks at everyone and says, whoa.
Yeah.
Laughing at her. Yeah, I like
it. Shush, I'm playing the piano, yeah. Dave?
I don't mind Little Les Dawson, but I think Rick Mao had more strings to his bow, could do more things. He could do stand-up, he could do acting. He could really in his manic. So definitely Rick Mao for me. 61-39.
Yeah, it's more difficult, isn't it? Because I do like Rick Mao. I think Rick Mao in my youth, with all the bottom and all that kind of
is
stuff,
that
I was
YWF.
That's it.
Youth.
But it's difficult. Yeah,
I can't believe you find it difficult. I'm shocked.
Well, I am as well.
If before we did the research, I would have said Rick Mao 100%, but. After watching Les Dawson, it's funny. It is funny. And I do like the women thing. I don't know what it is. I think I could do that. I could do that pretty well. But I think I've got to go Rick Mao because I was of that era.
That ilk.
Watching his show. And Flash Hart's a great character. And when he turns up, I do sort of think, oh, it's Rick Mao.
And he lifts the whole programme, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He was sort of going along okay, and then suddenly he came on and it went up.
Yeah.
Woof!
I've got to vote Rick Mao.
Okay.
Rick Mao goes through, Les Dawson is out. There he goes. And all to you.
Gone.
It's gone.
What was that? Just gone.
Oh, it's...
Michael done it, didn't he?
Yeah, it's his impression. Oh, no, it was Harry Enfield, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah. And then I went round to my nan's house and found her at the bottom of the stairs and she was just gone. She was just gone.
Just gone,
yeah. It was such a small part of Harry Enfield's kind of big show, but I forgot about it. So we need to do the draw.
Let's do that draw.
This is exciting. Look at all them cards.
Look at all that lot. Going this
jeez. Good luck, everyone. Don't drop it.
One only.
Oh, I get to pick one.
Of course you do. Is that person funny you got?
Yeah.
Is that person... Is your one funny, Bob?
Oh, mine's going to win, definitely.
Yeah.
Harry Enfield.
Don't mention
Paul Whitehouse, is it?
No, mine's Harry Enfield as well. No, it's not. It's Norman Wisdom.
Oh my God. That's a hot
choice. Mr. Grimsdale. This is a good day.
You don't want to do it like that.
Wow. Oh,
that's going to be a bit... That should have been the third round.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about no sleep.
About him earlier, didn't I?
We both
find
mentioned,
Norman Wisdom
just
as funny.
Well, we'll find out now. Norman Wisdom versus Harry Enfield.
Wow.
That
Michael
is...
Michael, I want to be in for that one.
I'm going to say it now. I'm going to say it now. That, to me, could be a semi-final.
Yeah.
we'll see. We shall discuss them. Two names. Goodbye, Les Dawson.
Actually, let's put them back because we don't want one of them out yet.
Yeah, let's do the draw again. Come on, let's do it. We shall see you next time. Take care.
See you next time.
Bye.